This is JRS News. Coming up, Prime Minister calls on Jamaicans to unite to fight crime. Government to establish 16 special economic zones under logistics sub-initiative, and youth minister urges persons to contact the Child Development Agency before trying to adopt children. The details after this message.
The time is now for the opportunities that will arise from Jamaica's imminent transformation into the world's fourth logistics center. On January 21 and 22, the Jamaica Chamber of Commerce, in association with the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce, JAMPRO and JBDC, present the Jamaica Logistics Hub Symposium at the Conference Center in downtown Kingston. Here are presentations from the world's busiest logistics centers. Singapore, Panama and Canada. Register now. Call JCC at 922-015021 or email info@jamaicachamber.org.jm.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller is calling on Jamaicans to unite in the fight against crime. The Prime Minister says while the government does have a responsibility to push programs to combat crime, Jamaicans must stand as one against the problem.
It is not just about the government and the security forces. Communities must join hands together so we can destroy this monster plaguing our country at this time.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller was delivering the keynote address at the Digicel Foundation's 10th anniversary launch Wednesday. In the meantime, the Prime Minister has commended the Digicel Foundation for its collaborative approach and commitment to national development. Through partnerships, the foundation has impacted the lives of more than 400,000 Jamaicans through 400 development projects costing approximately $1.95 billion. The government is to set up 16 special economic zones under the Jamaica Global Logistics Hub Initiative. Chairman of the Logistics Hub Task Force, Dr. Eric Deans, says the economic zones will replace free zones.
Now, it's important that we understand the significance of the economic zones, because that is where the economic benefits will accrue to the average person. What we're planning in the logistics hub, cargo will come out of the port into the economic zones and undergo some form of transformation.
Dr. Deans was speaking at a JIS think tank session held earlier this month. The Caymanas Economic Zone will be among the first to be established in Jamaica. It will be developed in two phases, 200 acres in phase one and 1,500 acres in phase two. Minister of Youth and Culture Lisa Hanna is urging persons interested in adopting a child to seek the guidance of the Child Development Agency, the CDA. She says the CDA will provide the requisite support to effectively carry out the process.
The process to adopting a child, any child, starts with the Child Development Agency. The process that gives us the most challenges are those private adoptions, because persons start from the end and work their way backwards and somehow feel that the CDA can check all the boxes.
Minister Hanna was speaking at a press conference on the CDA's adoption program Wednesday. She says all adoptions go through the same process of submitting a pre-adoption application followed by a full application, a home study, and a series of examinations and interviews. These documents are then submitted to the adoption board, and upon consent, the application goes before the court for final approval. And advancing gender equality is crucial to the country's development process and is a high priority of the government. This from State Minister in the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce, Sharon Folkes-Abrams. She says gender equality is especially important as the country strives to achieve its Vision 2030 mission of making Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families and do business.
It is only through gender mainstreaming that it can be ensured that the needs of both men and women are incorporated into policies and programs. This will ensure that men and women have equal opportunity to assist in the development of our nation. It is through gender equality that we can ensure sustainable development.
Mrs. Folkes-Abrams was speaking at the opening ceremony of a gender mainstreaming workshop in Kingston Wednesday. She says for Jamaica to become a developed country, focus should be placed on fully utilizing the potential of all its members. That was the JIS News. I am Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.